I definitely was at first a little unsure about that. I mean, because we didn't know and they really didn't give us much information at all, so everyone was kind of confused and worried, of course. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It wasn't, it, we didn't have a say in what was going to happen. The students didn't have a say in what was going to happen. It just happened, and people were definitely uneasy about that, I would say.
So now it's a week or two later, and
Yes.
you're home for the semester. So, what was the mood like on campus over the last week and a half? Did people get more and more worried? Were your friends worried about the virus?
Really, at first, I was not at all, and I didn't think that this was going to turn into a big deal, but people definitely were worried. I think in the past week it definitely like escalated a lot. Not so much about the students who are being quarantined. I think they're safe in the dorms and nothing is being transmitted that way, but up until this week, no one was freaked out. And then the past couple of days were just very crazy, like everyone was just up in the air about things and no one really knew what was going on, so.
And you packed, you told me earlier that you packed at 3 in the morning to come home.
Yeah, I
So was
did.
everybody scrambling around today?
Definitely. And I just had to catch a train earlier, so I was gonna do that last night, but everybody today packed up all their things, packed up their whole rooms and left, basically, so.
And you got an email from the school saying that basically, more or less, spring break would be 2 weeks instead of 1 week, right? It's supposed to start what would be Monday, spring
Yeah,
break. And
yes.
then after that, we'll find out how your classes are going to be all moved online, right?
Right. So I think this week a lot of the professors and faculty are probably going to get better like guidelines as to what they're supposed to do because they don't know either. So yeah, after this week, I'm sure we'll have answers, but right now it's in the process of finding those answers.
What do you want to know? If you could go to the governor of New York or go to your professors and the administration at school, what would you ask them? What do you need to know?
I would just want to know how they think that 8,000 students, as at least from my school, there's more than 8,000 students who are a part of this right now, but I just want to know what they expect from us because I don't think that a lot of people are going to be able to stick to online schooling, especially for people that go to class, they're living on campus, it's easy to get yourself to class, but I think it's different when you're at home and you're trying to do schoolwork from home because you don't have that accessibility like you would being at school. And yeah, it's like I said, it's just gonna take some getting used to. So, but yeah, I just wanna know how they think we're gonna be able to actually complete our schoolwork and do it in a good manner, I guess, not being on campus, but it is what it is for now.